Blog Talk Radio.
Well, traders, here we go again. Welcome to Live Trading Talk with Oliver Velez. My name, of course, is Oliver Velez, and I'm your trader for life. Well, listen, this is our second broadcast of the brand new radio show, of course, entitled Live Trading Talk with Oliver Velez. And as I mentioned last week, I could not be more excited. And I really want to thank all of my listeners right off the bat here, this broadcast, because your enthusiasm, your interest in the topic of trading for a living has made this show a runaway success with over 5,000 listens. That is incredible according to the individuals who run the broadcast show. So congratulations to you, and of course, you have made me extraordinarily proud and happy. And we, as I mentioned in the first broadcast, my purpose for really bringing a show like this to the general public, the audience, and the general public interested in the market, is because I think there's a space for me that is missing in my communications with my followers, with my traders even, and with those who come into our world as interested potential traders for life. And while I am very active on a variety of the different social networks, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, I'm there. But there's still something a little lacking in my ability to get across some of my concepts, my ideas, my responses to some of your very interesting questions. Some of you ask some very phenomenal questions, but typing a response on a social network simply does not give me the freedom or the leeway to really delve into the subject matter like I might be able to do with a forum like this. So it is with this in mind that I created or brought about this radio show. And over time, I would really like to get just a fairly sizable, regular following, because that's where the real benefit is going to come from. Your questions today are likely to be radically different from your questions 3 months from now. And so as you experience broadcast after broadcast, I envision you actually growing, and along with me as well. And that brings up a very interesting point. A lot of people feel as though there's a certain end to this game we call trading. I get this all the time. There are people who say, well, Oliver, when did you learn everything? And my response is always, well, wait a minute, whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, yes, I have been at this game for 29 years professionally, longer if you count the non-professional years. So I've been at this game for 3 decades for sure. But do not think that just because I have longevity that growth has somehow stopped after year 5 or after year 7 or 10. Growth in this business, in this game, this activity called trading, is a never-ending process. I am still growing. I am still learning. I'm still learning about me, which is the most important knowledge of all. And that's a perfect segue into the main topic of this broadcast today. But don't ever think that there's a point that you're going to arrive at and you're going to say, okay, the race is over. There's no finish line here. This is not the 400-meter run. This is not a marathon. Some people say, well, yeah, this is not a sprint, Oliver. It's a marathon. Well, it's not even a marathon. That's somewhat true, but it's not a marathon. A marathon has an ending. A marathon has a winner. There is really no ending here. There's no horizon in trading. you will forever grow. That's like saying, well, when do you stop being an adult? Well, what do you mean? Well, at what year did you stop being an adult? What year did you stop growing as an adult? Did you stop? What do you mean? I'm still an adult, and I will continue to be an adult every single day of my life. That's the same way. You're going to continue to grow. You're going to continue to discover things about yourself. And that is what makes this activity called trading extraordinarily special. That right there that I mentioned, right there, that you will continually learn about who you are, learn about yourself. That is the special magic elixir that makes this game far more sublime, far more spiritual than most people recognize. It's that that makes this game far grander than buying something for a dollar and selling it for two. So, we are on a lifetime journey. This is an activity that is about self-discovery. It very shortly, for the very serious trader, moves quickly beyond making money. If this were an activity that was solely about making money, I would have gotten bored with it years ago. I mean, I retired at 33 years old as a trader. I mean, I use the term now semi-retired because my passion for this art just obviously just keeps me out there in a way, keeps me communicating with my traders, keeps me trying to figure out ways of getting certain concepts across to them. I love that. That's not work to me. But offices, which I had all over the world, and accountants and workmen's compensation and lawyers and that stuff, I got out of that very quickly at 33. You know? But my point is this. If this were just about making money, I would have gotten bored with it. There are so many other things that are focused on making money. I mean, you could go out there and sell illegal drugs and make money. I mean, it's not that. What I have always found very deeply fascinating about this game, and I always call it a game, and you should too. This game we call trading, what I've always found so deeply fascinating is how the same precepts that call for being a successful trader are identical to the precepts that call for being an exceptional or great anything, a great father, a great employer, a great anything, a great human being. And I found the correlation to be so extraordinarily fascinating that I took it to this level where I felt that if I could get trading right, I would simultaneously be getting virtually everything else in my life right. Because if you think about the precepts that call for being responsible as a trader are the same that call for being responsible as a human being. Let's talk about that for just a moment here, okay? I've always began teaching my traders from the ground up this one single concept, and it's very important, that at the end of the day, trading is about promises. You have to get a set of promises that are sound promises, viable promises. Some people would rather use the word rules. I prefer the word promises. So you need promises that are sound, that if you keep these promises to yourself, right action automatically flows. And as a result of right action in the market, results handle themselves. The goal in this game is not to overstep the promise to try to grab the result or to overstep the action to grab the result. We, as human beings, have a tendency to be too results-oriented. The results happen all by themselves. The results, you can't directly affect the result. You can indirectly affect it by doing the right action that leads to the result that you desire. But so many people are trying to do the shortcut. They don't want to know or even care about what the right actions are. They just give me the results. And quite sadly, that seems to be where the whole society has moved to, this sense of entitlement that I don't have to do anything to try to figure out what the right thing is to do. I don't have to become seasoned. I don't have to practice. I just want the brass ring. And life obviously does not work that way. But this is a game about keeping promises to yourself. Promises such as, I will not lose more than $300 on any given day. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not saying that should be a dollar amount that you use, but as a general example, what if that were a promise or a rule you had in your trading plan? This is a promise I'm making to myself. I will not allow myself to lose $300 trading on any given day. I will shut the computer down before $300 is reached. I will call it quits before. I will never lose more than $300 on any given day. Promises such as, I will only trade between this hour and that hour. I'm just giving you examples. I'm not saying this is what your specific promises should be. But then you need a collection of proper promises. And then your work is not to go make money as a trader. Your work is to keep your own promises to yourself. Now, how amazing is that? How amazing is that if you just simply keep these promises, at the end of the day, more often than not, never 100% of the time, but more often than not, you should get the desired result. But these promises must be kept. So get this. If you can't keep your own promises to yourself, to you, how do you ever expect to be able to keep your promises to your wife or your husband or your children or your employer or your community at large? If you can't, Shakespeare said it best, right? If you can't be true to your own self, it is impossible to be true to any other man, any other circumstance, any other scenario. It first starts with you. And I get this question more often than any other question. Oliver, why is it that trading has such a high value? They ask me, Oliver, you're constantly putting in front of our face that 92% of all utter ruin, disaster, horrible, 92%. Their restaurant business is almost better than the trading business. And that, as many people know, has one of the highest failure rates of all businesses. But trading in restaurants run neck and neck for being number one, for the worst business you can try, because it has such a high failure rate. And so the number one question, and I don't shy away from that, I let every trader know, this is what you're up against. These are the odds you're up against. You're either going to be part of the 92%ers or you're going to be the 8%ers. You're going to be part of the 92% that all they do is deposit into the market, or you're going to be the 8% that treats the market like it's an ATM and you're simply going to be a withdrawer. your entire trading career. So which one do you want to be? Obviously, everyone wants to be the 8%ers. But everyone can't be the 8%ers, and everyone won't be the 8%ers. And so the number one question, as I'm making people aware of this, naturally becomes, I got it today, right, on Facebook, I got it today. Oliver, but why? Why is there such a high failure rate? Why does 92? That's insane, they say. Why is it that so many people can't get this? Is it because it's so complex? My answer is no. Quite amazingly, the market's mechanics are very, very simple. They go up and they go down. There's nothing else. Then why? Why are the mechanics so simple that so many people don't have a hope? And it's because of what I'm talking about right now. How many people have a word that is so solid that when they give their word to you, you can take that word to a bank and get gold with it? How many people in life are true to themselves? How many people in life are true to you? How many people that you know in life who've mastered themselves to such a level that you can count on them like you can count on the sun every single day without fail? How many people in life are like that? About 8%. There's your answer. How many people reach self-mastery? How many people even know who they are, much less master who they are? Most people spend their entire lives trying to figure out, who am I? What am I? Most people spend their days going from Monday into Tuesday, Tuesday into Wednesday, without one iota of a change, without one iota of self-awareness. Nothing. Their days blend. What a catastrophe that is. What a horrible life to live, where your days just blend one into the other, the same thing. Now, you can do the same thing and not be the same. That's doing the same thing, like waking up every morning to trade. That's not what I'm talking about, is the catastrophe. The catastrophe is the fact is inertia. It is inertia ruling your days, day after day after day. No incentive, no urge, no drive, no, you want different results, but you do absolutely nothing to change anything. You just say it. I wish things were better. I wish I had a different circumstances. I wish. I don't even allow my children to use that word. I scrub it out of the dictionaries. I wish. Come on. So this is why trading is so difficult. It is difficult because it requires that every individual be correct. It requires that in order for you to be welcome, you must come a certain way. And don't bring your ordinary non-activity, inertia-filled self, because you know what you're going to get back. You have to first achieve some small measure of self-mastery, and then you take that better self into the market. You see, if you take your ordinary self, the self that you came the first day fresh with starry eyes and this grand vision in your mind that I'm going to make $1 million trading, that first day that the bug bites you, that self has to die, because that self is going to take you to the poorhouse. That self can't operate in the market. And so people never get this fact that I first have to change. I first have to become a different individual. I have to become somewhat self-mastered first, and then I can start experiencing the results from the market that match that level of self-mastery. A master trader has mastered himself. I wish you all were here so I can ask you, do you understand what I'm saying? But I can't ask you that. All right? But I hope you're picking up what I'm laying down here. No, this is not about tactics and, oh, Oliver, why don't you just talk about a tactic? Well, yes, tactics have their place. Tactics roughly and technique and method, which I do teach my traders, my technique, my method, my tactics, but that's 10% or less of the entire equation. Because the big $64,000 question is, who is the operator of the tactics? Whose hands am I placing my tactics in? See, it's not the tactics that have the magic. It's the hands that I give the tactics to. Whose hands are they? Whose hands do they belong to? Whose mind is being brought to me to take my tactics and my method? That's the important thing. You are the important thing. You are the magic. You are what make things happen in the market. I'm constantly telling traders this. The market is neutral. It does not do anything. You do something. It takes your action to produce a result. If you don't do anything, the market doesn't do anything. Think about it. If you just sit there and look at it, it just looks at you too. So where does the magic come from? There? No. You can sit all day long and it's going to sit all day long with you. It's waiting for you. When you act, all of a sudden a result happens. Whoa. So who has the magic here? The market or you? You. Now, here's what I tell traders, and they hate it when I tell them this. I say, let's look at your trading results. And invariably, it's littered with all kinds of redness. Red, 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 red. Right? Negative, negative, negative. Loss, 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 loss. Okay, that's what I expect in the beginning. That's normal. So it says, do you see this? This is a reflection of who you are. And they're like, what? I'm like, oh yes. This, look, hold it up. Let's hold up the statement, okay? Look at it. That's you right there. That is you. Now, what you're telling me is one thing. No, man, you know, I have talent. What you're telling, what the words say one thing, but this is your real reflection. Your results are the exact reflection of who you are as a trader, what you are as a trader. And in most cases, it's quite hideous. But this is so painful that people rather not deal with that. Wait a minute. I'm leaving Oliver's nonsense. I'm going over to this guy over here. They'd rather do that than sit there and stare at this, at themselves, because I make them look at, you turn your head away and I turn your head right back to this is you. And I said, but, no, let's don't look over there. Let's go, this is you. This is your reflection. How does it look to you? It is so painful to accept that this is me. This is who I am. This is how ugly I am as a trader in the beginning, all right? It's easier just to leave or to quit or to move on to the next thing. But I always tell people, all right, you can leave, that's fine, but wherever you go, there you are again. You can't run away from your reflection, can you? No. You're like, I'm going to a different mirror. The mirrors in my friend's house over across the street, they're different mirrors. No, it doesn't work like that. Sooner or later, the same reflection comes through because it's you. Wherever you go, there you are. You can't run away from this. You can run away from Oliver Velez, all right? But you can't run away from you. And this is what most people are trapped in. They can't stand still and look at themselves. I dubbed the title of this broadcast. Make sure we get it right here. What did I dub it as? Let's see here. I dubbed it as, yes, How to Become an Enlightened Trader by Killing the Ego. By killing the ego. That's just to try to get you to listen in. But those words fail. Those words are not correct. The ego cannot be killed because, in truth, the ego is truly not real. It doesn't exist. But let's not go there for the moment. Let me talk a little bit about what I exactly mean by the ego. Because I'm using psychological terms in an activity that many people don't connect psychology with, but it's 85% psychology, trading is. It's 10% mechanics, that's tactics, strategies, method, 10%. And it's 5% chance, or you can use the word luck if you like. All right, there's always chance. You can't escape that. Okay? 85% psychology, 10% method, 5% chance, luck. Some people think it's 85% luck, but it's just going to be the 92% forever. All right? They think these same people who think that it's 85% luck, they are the same people who think that the same people who show up to the World Series of Poker every year, it's the same group of guys. They're lucky. But how can it be kind of like the same guys if it's luck? No, they're lucky. So that's neither here nor there, all right? But what do I exactly mean by the ego? Well, to make it simple, when I'm dealing with my traders, I tell them the ego is you. You are the ego. And that simplifies it for them. But it's not really true. The ego is a fabrication. The ego is a thought. As a matter of fact, the ego is the process of thinking. So you ever experience a moment where thinking stops, like something arrests you? Maybe it's a sunset. Wow. And for just a moment, the ego or the process of thinking stops, and it's total 100% you and the sunset. And it's like a oneness. And it's, what's the word I'm looking for? There's nothing in between interpreting. Oh, well, this sunset compared to the moment that happens, that's the ego just slipped back in there. Well, wow, this sunset reminded me of another sunset. Okay, now that's the ego. But for a moment, the ego just simply wasn't there. So the ego is a process that is habit-forming. And there are people who try to practice undoing this habit called the ego, which is constantly thinking, mind constantly running, constantly comparing, constantly guessing, constantly doubting, constantly, that's the ego, and it's tiresome. But let's not go there. That's a little too off the beaten track here for a moment. To keep things simple for my traders, I tell them, you are the ego. All right, so I don't create that separation. It's truly a separation. But I simplify by saying, you're the ego. And I said, so in essence, you have to die. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yes. You've come to me to teach you how to do this. I am telling you, you and I must get you out of the way. You are the problem. You are your enemy. You create all of your problems. And then I go further and tell them, I said, listen, don't even bother trying to correct the you. You are uncomfortable. You are never going to change. You are never going to improve. You are never going to become consistent. So let's drop that notion right now. Let's not even waste our time. It is impossible for the ego to become consistent. The very nature of the ego is to be inconsistent. And at first, they don't get it. They're like, but I don't understand what you're saying, Oliver. I'm saying this. The ego, which is you, you know that in order to be successful at this, there has to be consistency. You want to be consistently profitable, right? They say yes. And I say, well, if you want to be consistently profitable, that calls for implementing certain actions consistently. And then you will get consistent results from those consistent actions. And they're like, okay, I get that. And I said, but listen, you will never be consistent. I said, but then are you telling me I shouldn't trade? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I want you to drop the idea that you can go read a book and improve yourself. I want you to drop the idea that you can listen to me talk and improve yourself. I want you to drop the idea that you can go to a seminar, read an article, go to an expo where all the so-called experts in the industry are there. And that's going to improve you. Nothing is going to improve you. You can't be improved. They said, well, then there's no hope then. I said, no, there's hope. There's hope. We have to get you gone. And then I really tripped them up with that. But it's true. I've got to get you out of the way. So they said, well, wait a minute. If I'm the trader and the ego, separate those things. Okay, now we're getting to the point. Here's what we need to do. We need to replace the ego, which can never be consistent, which means we need to replace you with something else. And so oftentimes the trader says, well, Albert, what do you mean that the ego, I can't be consistent? I'm saying, listen, when is the last time you have been consistent about anything? I mean, let's just take today. How many things today? I'm hungry. I'm bored. There's two things. I'm happy. There's three things. I am melancholy. I'm this. I'm that. I'm thinking. I don't know. How many different hats do you wear every day of your life? I am this now. Oh, 2 minutes later, I am that. All right? Wait a minute. You were just happy. Well, I'm not happy now. Wait a minute. You were just content. No, now I'm bored. The ego is the very nature of the ego is to be inconsistent. It's impossible to make this thing inconsistent. And it breaks my heart to watch traders trying to make themselves more disciplined. That's impossible. It breaks my heart to watch a trader working so hard at trying to make himself consistent. That's impossible. You are the ego. The very ego is made up of inconsistency. So how can – this is what creates the banging your head up against the wall forever and no change will ever happen. Some people give their ego cute little names. Oh, the idiot just showed up. why did I just do that? Oh my goodness, the idiot showed up again. They give cute little names to their ego. But in a sense, they're right. How long have you been trying to become more disciplined? How's that working for you? So they said, okay, I get it now, all of it. So what do I do? I said, we are now going to sit down and we're going to create something that is going to be the ego's replacement. That's something, you can call it whatever you want to call it. I call it a list. I call it, we're going to create a master trade list. But some people call this list their trading plan. I don't really care for the term trading plan, although I'll accept it. I just don't care for it because plan has this connotation of something that is a little more complex. Because when I used to use that, people would come back to me and I give them an assignment, come back with a trading plan and let's go over it tomorrow. They come back to me with like 27 pages of all kinds of complex googly goop nonsense. I don't want to see that. Then I started saying, so to make it simpler of what I, in terms of them understanding what I wanted to, I came up with the term list. So now all of a sudden, a plan seems like a big thing and a list seems like a little thing, right? Because that's the way it should be. It should be a little thing. Your list should have nothing like 8 different bullet points and that's it. 8 lines, boom, 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 boom. That's it, that's your trading plan. All right, I call it a list. A list brings it to reality in your mind a little bit better of what it should be. Like when you go shopping at the grocery store, you have a little shopping list like that. It should be just like that. And these bullet points are really promises, all right, that you're going to keep. But listen, what I tell traders is that this list is going to be the new CEO of your trading life. This list never changes. And I tell them, listen, if they're with me in person, I say, let's put the list on the table. Now, let's look at it. I'm going to go to the bathroom, all right, freshen up. I want you to look at this for 3 minutes, this list. And they say, all right, I'll look at it. And I come back and I say, so what did the list do? What do you mean, what did it do? What did it do, Oliver? What did it do? It didn't do anything. It just stayed here. Did it stay the same? Absolutely the same. Did it move? All right. Did it twitch? Did it? No, stayed the same. See, this is consistent. You are not. So I'm going to put all of my faith in your trading in this list, not in you. You're hungry. You're not hungry. You're sad. You're happy. Now you're not happy. You're melancholy. So I'm not going to put any confidence in you. I'm going to put confidence in this list. For the next 8 months, guess what's going to happen? As you try to implement these promises, as you try to keep these promises, the ego is going to violently struggle against this because it is being replaced. You will find yourself all of a sudden doing something so wildly off the list. And you'll be like, oh, my God, but why did I actually, this is not even on the list. I'm just simply supposed to do these 8 things, and I did something that's totally not an 8 thing. That's the ego rebelling. You see, this thing has been in the CEO seat of your trading life for so long that it's gotten comfortable. And it now feels its very existence is threatened by your trading plan. And so there's a struggle. This ignites a war within the trader, and it's a very productive war, as long as it's really under the proper guidance. Because a lot of individuals have no concept of this process. I've trained tens of thousands of traders. They have no concept that this is supposed to happen. The war within inside of you is supposed to happen. You're supposed to try to come out of this war victoriously. But if you don't have a guide, a lot of times you just get lost in the war. And so there's this now tug of war, the list and my ego. Oh, my ego popped right back in there. Then there's a process of whereby you start getting, the list starts, and I keep reminding the trader, the list is trading, not you. Oh, that's right, I forgot. I was like, well, you know, Oliver, I think, wait a minute, what are you thinking for? That's the ego talking to me. I don't want to talk to the ego. Please, don't think. Does the list think? No. The list just is. It says do this, just do that. There's no thinking about it. The list doesn't say, well, wait a minute, this time might be different. No. The list doesn't think. The list doesn't guess. The list doesn't doubt. The list doesn't wonder. The list doesn't ponder. The list doesn't say, I don't know. No, the list just does what the list is. It says do this on Monday. It says do the same thing on Tuesday. It says do the same thing on Wednesday. The list doesn't. So don't think, because that's the ego trying to interrupt the list from doing the list's job. And so now there's this process of handing over gradually. It never happens right away. The trader gradually is handing over more, increasingly more and more authority to the list. And so then there's a state in my training of the traders where I say, okay, they ask a question. And then I don't do this in the beginning. I'm the answer to their questions. I answer all of the questions in the beginning. But as they start this process of giving a little bit more authority to the list, less to themselves, a little bit more authority to the list, less to themselves, then they get to a state where I stop answering. And so every question they ask me, I say, okay, wait a minute. Let's go ask the list. And so, okay, I get it. No, I said, no, you don't get it. You do not get it. This is not theoretical. I want you to literally ask your list. And you're like, what? No, listen, pick it up in your hands right now. Pick up the list. No, listen, it's my show, right? Pick up the damn list. I did pick up the list. And I said, now ask it. Ask it your question. You asked me the question. Ask it right now. I want you to look at the list and ask the list. These things, you think they're comical maybe, but they're necessary. They're my baby traders. They're my babies. But, you know, sometimes you need those little mental tricks that really connect deep. And so the trader asks the list. And it says, well, okay, now let's see what the list says. Now, what was your question? The question was this. What does, that's item number 5. I said, okay, there's your answer. And so, of course, you have to have a list that has all the answers. So you have to formulate these rules or these promises. They have to be sound promises. And they have to cover all of the areas of trading. They have to cover the identification part of the trade. Most trade people say, why do 92% of the people fail? How many people do you know trading the markets know that there's an identification phase? Which first happens, and then that leads to the entry phase, and then the stop protection phase. The initial stop protection phase, right? And then the add or not to add phase to your play, and then the profit taking phase, partial for all, then the trailing stop phase. You go from initial stop to trailing stop. So they're all of the different phases of a trade have to have their own little kind of miniature lists that make up the master list. You understand? I'm just imagining that you're nodding your head saying, yes, I understand. And this process goes on for months, right? Goes on for months. But it is so, when you start to see a trader that has really not only even, maybe they even, not a trader who's gotten all of himself out of the way, because that takes years off. The beautiful thing is that you don't need all of yourself out of the way. You just need a little corner of yourself out of the way, and your results will skyrocket. You are the problem. And what do I mean by you? I mean, I am making you synonymous with you, the ego, are the problem. And you are out there thinking that you can improve you, which is totally a losing game. That is the answer to the 92% failure rate. How many people know studying this for years and don't have a single two nickels to rub together to show for it? They can talk a great game, though. They can sound intelligent, like they know what they're doing, but they ask you for money. How many people you know live and breathe this? They read the Wall Street Journal and underline stuff and whatever, but they don't have a clue about real trading. How many people do you know like that? I bet a few. These people are out there thinking that they can improve the ego. They can fix it up, patch it up, make it better. And I'm talking about them. They think they can change the ego's ways and make it consistent, when the path, the root, the true path to take is to kill the ego. And I only use that term as a concession. I want you to understand it. You cannot kill something that is not truly there. All right? It's like trying to kill darkness. Darkness cannot be killed. Darkness is simply, and darkness doesn't exist. It's simply the absence of light. It is not a thing of itself. It is the absence of something else. But it has no reality of its own. The ego is the same way. It is the absence of awareness. And once you start to become aware, the ego instantly starts to shrink and disappear. The antithesis of ego is awareness. I'm constantly on my traders, be aware of everything you're feeling, everything you're sensing. I want your awareness to be acute. I want you to be aware of an itch at the bottom of your foot in the middle of a trade. I want you on top alert. I want the hairs on the back of your neck so sensitive that they pick up UFO signals out near Jupiter. I want the hairs on the top of your head, if you have them. I have a lot less today. I want the hairs so sensitive that they can sense danger about to happen in the market. When a trader is at his highest level, or at an extraordinarily high level, guys, I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but it's thundering pretty hard where I am. It's still beautiful. But when a trader is at the very top of his game, there's an alertness you feel from the trader. If you were to sit and watch him, this is the epitome of alertness. Every fiber of the trader's being is alive, vibrant, in tune with the environment, with everything that's going on, including the self. It's truly a wonderful thing to witness that alertness. Some of the top traders, they have a stare that is different. Like when they look at you, it's different. It's like the stare goes through you because they've gotten their craft to a state of such high alertness that it affects them physically. Their stare, the way they move their hands, everything. You can find this in any other craft, whether it's a basketball master or a golfer. They move different. It's something about them, the way they hold themselves, the way they look at you is different versus a struggling golfer or a basketball player. Yes, this affects you physically and everything else. There is a power that comes with being disciplined. People treat you differently and they don't even know why. Because life bends to the disciplined individual. Life is not the dictator. Disciplined awareness is the dictator of life. Life molds and bends itself to the shape of your discipline and your awareness and even your whole physical nature begins to change as you become more disciplined. Think of a person that you've witnessed before who for some reason, when this person speaks, everybody stays quiet. And then, but when these people speak, nobody, everybody's talking all over them or whatever. But for some reason, all this person has to do is start opening their mouth and everyone goes hush. What is that? That is the voice of discipline. Those words are saturated with purpose and discipline and awareness. And they hit people differently. The disciplined individual is one of the marvels of life. We honor people that we have no idea why we respect people, certain people so much, but it's that. I guarantee you, if a person's like that in your life or you ran up across a person like that and you just don't know why, but it's just something about them and every time they talk, you listen, whatever, go into their life. Very disciplined, very much aware, self-awareness up the wazoo. They know who they are. They don't need an opinion about who they are, what they are, what they do. It's just certainty. Certainty is sexy. Certainty is powerful, but not the ego-based certainty like you see in music videos. I'm talking about a certainty that needs to say or do absolutely nothing. Do you follow what I'm saying? All right. So, I hope that in my talk that I have, addressed what I intended to address here today. Now, I do want to quickly check to make sure I have not gotten any questions that have come through. Now, this is a great time for me to let you know that if you have a question that you'd like me to address on the air, you can send that question to radio@ifundtraders.com. That's radio@ifundtraders.com. And it's not just for this specific broadcast. If you have a question that can be asked and answered any broadcast, please, by all means, do. And I will eventually get to every single question. That I absolutely promise to you. And so, you know, I was inspired, traders, by a talk I gave to my traders in a training session last week to do this episode on how I approach the ego and its trading and how I help traders replace themselves it's a quicker route to trying to improve yourself. Just throw yourself away. And boom, right there, you can become instantly successful. What takes the time, though, is that's wishful thinking. The throwing yourself away and immediately replacing yourself with something that will never fail you, in its consistency, that is that the ego or you struggle against it for a while. Some people struggle against it longer. Some people struggle against it a smaller period of time. It all depends on the individual. I also prefer traders that have very little experience. Some people are shy and feel afraid to come into this because they're like, well, I can't come into Oliver's thing, or I can't trade yet, and so I got to go study and learn. That's the exact thing I'm talking about is wrong. Oh, my goodness. Don't do that. Please. Stop right there. Don't study a thing, because that's the ego adding to itself. I would rather you a blank slate. Listen, if you come to me and say, Oliver, I'm afraid I'm just not that very bright. I can't even spell the word stop. I would welcome you with a big giant hug. That's the kind of person I need. You can't spell stop? Oh, great. Ooh, this guy has a shorter path to mastery. But if you come to me and go, I've been trading for the last 7 years, and, I have this system that I've really been tweaking over the past 5 years, and, it's doing pretty great. I just can't seem that there are a few missing pieces, and remember the Peanuts, right? They're coming out with the Peanuts movie, I think, in the next couple of weeks or so. I actually know executives that work on that Peanuts movie that's coming out. A really interesting process. But anyway, you remember the Peanuts where, the parrots were never seen, and whenever the parents spoke, all you heard was wah, 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 wah. That's what I hear, right? When a trader's like, I've been trading for 7 years, I've really got my system down. I've been back testing it and keep trading it. That, wah, 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 wah. But when a trader says, I watch your videos and it's really, to be honest with you, I have no idea what you're doing. I don't know anything about this stuff, but it's so inspiring. Do I have to go out? So tell me what books to read. No, don't do a thing, please. Please, just stay just like that, a blank slate. Let me Picasso it. I will Picasso you. Or I will Monet you. I like Monet better. What about you? I don't know what your favorite artist is. I like Monet. I will Monet you, but just don't come to me with a bunch of junk on your canvas, because that just makes my job harder. I've got to undo all that junk. I start traders from ground zero. I strip them naked. This is the true essence of the message of the Garden of Eden, that it is after they sinned, they clothed themselves. What was that about? Dude, you're supposed to be naked. What do you have clothes on for? You did something wrong, didn't you? So people come to me with all kinds of clothes and different layers on, and I've got to strip them down naked again. I got to bring them back to the original innocent state of having no clothes. Don't try to impress me with your suit and your jacket and your hat and your shoes and your this and that and that and wah, 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 wah. No. I want you naked. Like you, nature. In the right context, of course. And so then I can Monet you. It's just easier with some. That's why I love my junior trading program. Kids from 10 years old to 17. I love it. they're just blank slates, and they're video game players too, because this is nothing really more than a video game. And if you can recognize or identify reds and green, red color and green color, I'm good. All right? If you barely know how to spell stock, and if you barely know how to spell stock, and you know the color red and green, I got you. And that's it. Thank you so very much for attending today. I'm always in the habit of saying this. There are a great many things you can be doing with your time. And the fact that you've decided to spend this time with me is quite special. And so I promise you one thing. Every opportunity I have to be at this mic, every opportunity you give me with your time, I'm going to give you everything I have at that moment. I'm going to do my very best to make sure you walk away from each one of our sessions with something that has the potential to potentially change your trading life for the rest of your living days. String a number of these together, and I dare you to tell me you are not becoming better. Becoming better as a trader, becoming better even as a human being in life. Right? My name is Oliver Velez, and I am the Trader for Life.